All right, so we're in our sermon series in the book of Ruth. If you missed last week, it is up on our website, betheloonline.ca, and you can hear Pastor Joe kick off this series. But the book of Ruth, it's full of examples of God's sovereignty in the lives of everyday ordinary people, just like you and me. And it's about God working in the mundane and the seemingly ordinary things to accomplish his plan and purposes. It's not about a war hero or a king or a queen or a prophet. It's about an average girl and her mother-in-law who lost everything, but they still chose to follow God. And God continued to work through them to accomplish his divine purpose and plan. And God often uses the most unlikely people to accomplish his plans. And in the book of Ruth, we see Ruth, who is a Moabite woman, as she willingly leaves her homeland to care for her mother-in-law, Naomi. And being a Moabite, Ruth was not a part of God's chosen people, the Israelites, but she still chose to follow God anyways. And God rewarded her for her faithfulness and her kindness to her mother-in-law. And he was her provider in her present reality. But as we continue in this series, we'll see that God is also her provider for her future one as well. And the book of Ruth reminds us that God rewards those who are faithful and who trust in him. I'm actually really excited to get the chance to preach about Ruth this morning, because Ruth is one of my favorite characters in the Bible ever since I was a teenager, and she's always held a special place in my heart, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe it is the fact that it's a long story in the Bible about a woman, and I thought that was really cool. Maybe it is the fact that she is just kind of this ordinary, average girl. She finds herself in a situation where she'd never expected to be, and it's really difficult, and she has to make a hard choice. She doesn't know anyone, but she decides to take the bold choice and risk to stick by her mother-in-law and follow God, even if it's not the most ideal situation for her. And I'm going to be kind of honest with you this morning. I'm kind of preaching the sermon to myself. And when I was writing it, I was kind of thinking, in the place that I am right now, if somebody is feeling the same feelings that I'm feeling, what would they want to hear? What would I want to hear? And recently, I have been really needing a reminder of God's faithfulness in my life. And we're going to be talking about faithfulness a lot this morning. So I hope that this can be a reminder to you as well of God's faithfulness. The book of Ruth is full of faithfulness, and faithfulness in seemingly a hopeless situation and in a situation where there really seemed to be no light at the end of the tunnel. And so I'm going to recap the story so far if you missed last week. So there was a family, Elimelech, Naomi, Mahlon, and Chilion. Hopefully that's how it's pronounced. They're all part of an Israelite family, and there was a famine in their hometown of Bethlehem, so they decide to pack up all their belongings, all their things, and move to Moab, because they heard there was good sources of food there. And they settled, and they were blessed. They found shelter. They made a home there. They found food. And their sons ended up marrying Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. But tragedy strikes, and first Elimelech dies, and then his two sons follow closely behind him, leaving Naomi alone with her two daughters-in-law. And Naomi, she's grieving, she's full of grief. She gets news that famine has stopped in Bethlehem, and she realizes now she's a woman, she doesn't have a husband, she doesn't have any sons, and she's in a foreign land. So she decides that it would be best for her to return back to Bethlehem. But she tells her daughters to not go with her. And that is where we pick up the text today. So our text is Ruth 1, verses 6 to 22. So it's very long, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll give you a brief synopsis about what happens. Verse 6 begins after the death of Naomi's sons, and with her hearing the news that famine has stopped in Bethlehem. So she tells her widow daughters-in-law this, starting in verse 6. Starting in verse 11. Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." One of the daughters, Orpah, she decides to take Naomi's advice, and she returns home to Moab, and she goes and finds a new husband. We never find out, but she goes to find a new husband and start a new life. But Ruth clings to Naomi, and despite Naomi's pleas for her to leave, she delivers this incredibly powerful statement that, in my opinion, is one of the most memorable in the Old Testament. And it starts in verse 16, and she says to Naomi, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where I go, or where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." And when Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. And Ruth's statement to Naomi is a testament to her faithfulness to her. And this is the portion of text that I really want to focus on this morning. And I want to highlight three lessons that we can learn about faithfulness in the book of Ruth. So number one is faithfulness can be uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable, but it is a worthy and a worthwhile choice. Ruth chose to be faithful to Naomi. Naomi gave her a way out, but Ruth chose the hard thing because how deeply she loved and cared for her mother-in-law. Naomi wants Ruth to go and start a new life and have a family, to be comfortable, to get married, which was an incredibly important thing for a woman in that time. But for Ruth, it's more important for her to care for her mother-in-law than to make the best life for herself. I grew up living in the same house since I was 1.5 years old, so I don't have a lot of experience with moving. But in the past year, in the span of 7 months, I moved 3 times. So now I may not be a seasoned moving expert, but I definitely have experience with it. And moving is exhausting. Not just because you're packing up and cleaning and moving things, but because you have to say goodbye to something you've been familiar with and say hello to new surroundings and sometimes new people. And that can be something that can be super overwhelming. But moving in those days, so for Ruth to move with Naomi from Moab to Bethlehem, it was even more complicated. And it meant the giving up of familial ties and tradition and religious obligations. And it meant changing more than just an address, but kind of your whole identity. Ruth would be a foreigner in a strange land, but she couldn't act as a tourist. By moving to Bethlehem with Naomi, she had to somewhat adapt to their customs and traditions and way of living. And there was no guarantee that Naomi's people would accept Ruth and welcome her in. You know, she is a Moabite, and the Jews were instructed by Moses not to marry foreign women. But Ruth, you know, she might not have been welcomed into this land with open arms, but she was prepared to pay a price to remain with Naomi, and she did not expect the way ahead to be easy. Ruth's devotion toward Naomi, we can see that it is something that is not going to be short-lived. We can see from her statement that it was a till death do us part kind of devotion. And the fact that Ruth says that she will die where Naomi dies, it also implies that this devotion to her will last long after Naomi is gone from the earth. And Ruth is determined that nothing, not even death, shall separate them. And in the same way, we are called to have that till death do us part devotion to God. God has promised to those who believe in him eternal life, and that means that even death will not remove the faithfulness of God from our lives, and we will be with him in eternity forever. We hear a lot that faith is believing without seeing, but it also means to be loyal, to be constant, and to be steadfast. And it takes daily commitment and devotion to that cause. Our faithfulness should be placed above our comfortability, and we need to make the daily choice to follow God and to follow him no matter how uncomfortable it may get. We can have the assurance that he will be walking with us even when it gets uncomfortable. And I really like this quote by Jim Cimbala. He says that faith deals with the invisible things of God. It refuses to be ruled by the physical senses. Faith is able to say, "You can do what you like. because I know that my God will take care of me. He has promised to bless me wherever he leads me. Faith is that trust that allows you to say, you know what, my life may be really hard right now. I might be going through incredibly difficult times, but I know that God has a purpose for my life, and he has promised that he will see me through. And it may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow, but I know that it will come. After her husband died, Ruth could have chosen to go off on her own and create a new life, but instead she chose to remain with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and follow her back to her home country. Sorry. You see, Ruth didn't know how things would turn out. She just knew that she needed to be faithful to the family that God had given her. And because of her faithfulness, God took care of the rest. You know, faithfulness is not influenced by events, and or circumstances or where you end up, because the place that Naomi took Ruth may be difficult, but Ruth had decided that she would be faithful to Naomi in all things. Ruth stepped into an uncomfortable situation and trusted in Naomi and trusted God, and God would reward her for her faithfulness. Which brings us to point two. Faithfulness is rewarded with faithfulness. In the text, we see that Ruth is faithful to Naomi, but we also see that God is faithful to Ruth. Like Pastor Joe said last week, the book of Ruth is about God working in and through the lives of ordinary people in extraordinary ways. And there's an underlying theme in the book that things don't just happen by chance, but that God works everything together to accomplish his great plan and purpose. When Ruth says to Naomi, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay," that's Ruth's promise to Naomi, but that's also God's promise to us. He will go where we go, and he will stay where we stay, but we must be willing to kind of have that mindset towards him. We need to put our faith in God and say, "Lord, I will go where you go, even if that's somewhere I don't want to be right now. And I will stay where you stay, even if that situation is uncomfortable." And you know, of course, as humans, our ability to be faithful is flawed, and we mess up all the time. I know I do. But God isn't just faithful when we are faithful to him. He's constantly faithful, even when we cannot be, even when we fail. And he looks down, and he's proud of his children, despite our mistakes. God looked down and saw Ruth's faithfulness. He saw her commitment, and that even in a less than ideal situation, she did her best to stay faithful to Naomi and to God. Faithfulness often means putting others first, staying loyal and true to family, friends, loved ones. It means trusting that when we are faithful, we honor God and we allow him to work in our lives. We make room for him to move. When we are faithful, our faithful God has promised to take care of all of our needs. Later in the story, we hear about how God will bless Ruth and Naomi, first with an opportunity to have food, and then with a marriage, and then with descendants that lead all the way to Jesus. God's faithfulness is evident, is so clear throughout the entire book of Ruth. Paul Silwe says that it is God's faithfulness that is the one constant in the equation. He is the rock on which we stand. When life was shaken up for Ruth and Naomi, they could have given up. And it's clear that Naomi may have wanted to give up. She even says that the Lord has turned his hand against her. But Ruth came alongside Naomi, and he helped her to cling to that rock, the solid foundation to God. So that even though her world was crumbling, Naomi had something to cling to. And Ruth's faithfulness was rewarded with the evidence of God's faithfulness in her life. So point three, faithfulness is a gift to be shared. I think that it's pretty clear that having true, genuine, consistent faith is not easy, but it can be kind of easy to fake. When I was little, I used to go to Bushart Gardens all the time with my family, and I would like to play a little game, and I would try to force my family into it with me, and sometimes they would participate. Most of the time, they would just look at me like I was a little crazy, and that game was let's see if we can convince anybody that we're tourists. And I would walk around and I would talk in an accent that I'm sure was a weird mix of Australian and British and South African and Irish. And I would pretend that I was visiting Canada for the first time. And I would go on and on about missing home and how nice the flowers were and how nice the weather was here. And I'm really not sure if anyone believed me. Honestly, I doubt it, seeing as my family would never participate with me. But I felt like I was being very convincing. And in the same way, it's easy to walk around and pretend that we have this great faith. We can tell others that we spend time in the Word and in prayer, about how we serve in the church all the time, and we tell our neighbors about Jesus. And it's easy to pretend like our faith is in check, that we don't need someone to come in and help us. We don't need a roof in our lives. And I want to encourage you today to examine your heart and ask yourself, you know, has my faith been a little shaky recently? Are you acting like the perfect Christian, but in reality, you really need a fresh revelation of God's faithfulness in your life? And I want to encourage you to not be too scared to reach out, to not push others away by acting like you have it all together, but to be vulnerable. And I know that's something that's super challenging. I have a really hard time with sharing the bad things that are going on in my life because I want to act like my life is totally together. But it's so beneficial to our walk with Christ and in our relationship with others to share really what's going on in our hearts. And it was clear to Ruth that Naomi needed her in that moment, that she needed someone to be that encouragement and to be that helper so she wouldn't feel so alone. If your faith is solid, I want to encourage you to be faithful to someone around you. You never know what someone is going through or what they're feeling. And Naomi needed Ruth, and maybe Naomi would never admit it. She doesn't want to be a burden, but Ruth decides to stick with her, and it makes all the difference. And there are people in your life who may be barely hanging on. You know, maybe they're really good at faking it. Maybe they're serving in the church and you look at them and you see them as a great pillar of faith. But in reality, they need someone to come alongside them and be their friend and support them and be faithful to them. Faithfulness is not something that we can keep to ourselves. It's a gift that needs to be shared. So if God has shown you faithfulness, and I know that he has, I want to encourage you to show it to someone else this week. And I'm just going to invite the band back up as we conclude here. So I'm going to be honest again about where I am this morning. I am in a place right now in my life where I am waiting to see a big move of God. And I'm not going to tell you what that is, but I'm waiting to see a big move of God's faithfulness in my life. And, you know, I have faith. I know God is good. I know he's working. I know he's moving. But sometimes it can be so hard to keep pressing on when I feel or when we feel like some of the big things that you're praying for just haven't happened yet. And there's a song that I've kind of made my anthem of 2020. It's called Land of the Living. It's by Pat Barrett. And he has a lot of amazing songs. So I would encourage you to listen to his albums because I really like a lot of the words in his songs. But the chorus in the song reminds me that even when hard times hit, even when it's hard to be faithful, even when it's hard to trust in God's faithfulness, we can look around and we can see little glimpses of his goodness. And the chorus goes like this. It says, I'll see your goodness in the land of the living. Morning by morning, you are faithful. This isn't over, for I know that you're with me. I know your love will never let go. And maybe you're in a place similar to that this morning. Maybe you're really wanting to see God's goodness and his faithfulness. Maybe you feel like Naomi, like life has dealt you a bad hand. But I want to encourage you to remind yourself daily that God is faithful. You know, if you need to write it down and stick it to your fridge or your mirror or set it as an alarm in the morning, you need to do that. Whatever you need to do, remind yourself that he goes with you, that he always does, that he has promised in his word to never leave us, never fail us, and to always walk with us, just as Ruth decided to walk with Naomi. God sings over us when we can't sing anymore, and he fights our battles when we don't have any fight left in us, and he is always, always faithful. So I want to encourage you that if you're still waiting to see that move of God's faithfulness, that it's coming, and chances are it's happening, and you just can't see it yet. But you will see his goodness, and you will see his faithfulness. But you need to trust that even when it's hard to see, that he's covering you. You know, look back and see how he has worked. And he is working now, and he will continue to work even when there are days that it's hard to see. If Ruth and Naomi had just given up on seeing God's faithfulness, if they had looked at their situation and said, you know what? My husband died, my father died, my son died, and they had just given up, maybe their story would have ended a little bit different. But they decided to have a constant faith, and they knew that God is loyal, constant, and steadfast, and that he would be loyal, constant, and steadfast to them, and he will be that for you too. And I want to end by reading this quote from Craig Rochelle, and he says, "If God has done what you think he should do, trust him. If God doesn't do what you think he should do, trust him. If you pray and believe for a miracle and he does it, trust him. If your worst nightmare comes true, believe he is sovereign. Believe he is good." Let this be a reminder to us that God is faithful in the uncomfortable situations, and that our faithfulness will be rewarded, and that faithfulness is meant to be shared. It's meant to be given to others. And let's trust today that God is sovereign, and that his plan is at work, and that he is putting all the places together. And so as we head into a time of communion, I want to encourage you to just say thank you to God for his faithfulness. Thank him for what he's done, and thank him that he's not finished with your story yet. Let's just pray as we end here.